In this bulletin, another death in the New South Wales floods. The United States bans Russian aircraft from its airspace. And in tennis, Russia and Belarus continue to face punishment across international sport. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A body has been found in the main street of Lismore as severe weather warnings continue across New South Wales. It follows the discovery of the bodies of two elderly women, both found inside their homes yesterday. New South Wales Deputy Premier Paul Toole warns there could be further deaths.
This is terrible. I mean, this is terrible. One life lost is one too many. But these are communities that have been impacted. These are families. These are loved ones that have been impacted by these losses.
Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology says life-threatening flash flooding is likely across New South Wales.
So that does include the communities of Newcastle, Sydney metropolitan area, Wollongong, inland towards the Blue Mountains, and also the communities as we move down into the south coast of New South Wales.
The United States is banning all Russian aircraft from its airspace. US President Joe Biden made the announcement in his first State of the Union address. President Biden says the Department of Justice is assembling a dedicated task force to go after the crimes of Russian oligarchs.
We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. We're coming for you, ill-begotten gains. And tonight, I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
The president also stressed plans to improve American infrastructure, deliver more COVID-19 tests, increase the minimum wage, and called for new legislation to protect transgender children. A senior minister who works in close proximity with Prime Minister Scott Morrison has tested positive to COVID-19. Ben Morton, the minister assisting the Prime Minister and Cabinet, has announced he's infected with the virus. Scott Morrison is currently isolating with the virus after testing positive on Tuesday night. In a statement released last night, the PM said he would be recovering over the next week while working from home in Sydney. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia's COVID-19 outbreak has not crippled the economy. The December quarter national accounts show that Australia's economy has grown 3.4%, led by a strong rise in household consumption. It marks a rebound from a 1.9% contraction in the September quarter. Annual growth rose to 4.2%. Mr. Frydenberg says Australia is in a good position economically.
Australians and Australia are world beaters. We have one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, one of the lowest mortality rates in the world, and now unquestionably one of the strongest economic recoveries in the world. This is no accident. This is not the result of good luck, but the hard work of 26 million Australians and an economic plan that is working.
To sport, Russia and Belarus continue to be punished across international sport, with many sports suspending events and banning athletes following the invasion of Ukraine. World Athletics and the governing bodies of tennis and cycling have followed the precedent set by football and ice hockey. Global governing bodies for rowing, skiing, volleyball, triathlon, canoeing and shooting have also banned Russian and Belarusian athletes from competition. Well, now, tomorrow's weather: Perth, sunny and 27 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 31. Humid for Melbourne, partly cloudy, a top of 28. Hobart, partly cloudy, 25. Canberra, a shower or two, 24 degrees. Wollongong, rain, possible heavy falls and 24. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, rain and 25 degrees. Brisbane, showers, a possible storm, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin, partly cloudy as well, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.